This is Dakota Datebook for August 25th. Fighting epidemics in North Dakota's early years involved difficult and sometimes heavy-handed measures. Such was the case when diphtheria hit the old Missouri River village of Winona in the early summer and fall of 1891. Winona was set on the east bank of the Missouri, across from Fort Yates. The town site now lies under Lake Oahe. The town had the nickname of the Devil's Colony due to its reputation for drunken debauchery. It was a stopping point between Bismarck and Pier and could be reached by stagecoach and steamboat. The town had a fair share of businesses, including a newspaper, hotels, and freight outfits. On this date, in 1891, Winona was in the midst of the diphtheria outbreak. A Fort Yates surgeon and a visiting specialist from New York investigated. The town was quarantined, and the ferry to Fort Yates was closed. The Daily Mail was fumigated at the Fort Yates Hospital before distribution. The surgeon also fumigated the whole town of Winona. It's unclear how many people had died, but a 7-year-old girl who died was buried the same day. The Winona Times reported on residents affected by the outbreak. One man was compelled to remain in town for a week on account of the sickness, they said. A woman was reported as out of danger. The quarantine was lifted in early September after no further cases were reported, but 2 weeks later, diphtheria was again reported as very bad at Winona. Guards were posted on the banks of the Fort Yates side of the river to keep people from crossing. A few years later, diphtheria killed 99 people in one parish near Zeeland, North Dakota. Children were quite susceptible. One couple there lost 6 of their 8 children, ages 4 to 13, in a period of 26 days. The children are buried in a row, their graves marked with cast iron crosses. Also, in the spring of 1898, an Emmons County couple lost all 3 of their children, ages 4, 2, and 10 months, all within a day and a half. The children were buried at night to avoid spreading disease at a funeral. Their children's 13-year-old uncle also took ill and died 2 days later. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Jack Dura. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.